You may have noticed a couple of things in particular about the poem as a whole. One, it's a very visual poem. Perhaps the artists among you will have noticed this. It's a very visual poem. It's full of visual images, shining footprints, misty blue hills, the full moon, and so on, the whole poetic paraphernalia, in fact. And two, the second point, in the poem, I'm on my own. Did you notice that? I'm on my own. I'm following the Buddha's footprints alone. In fact, I had stumbled upon them alone. No one had drawn my attention to them or pointed them out to me. And, of course, it's not easy to follow the spiritual path on one's own. One needs the help of spiritual friends. One needs a sangha, a spiritual community. The spiritual life is a bit like mountaineering. It's dangerous to climb alone. You're much safer if you climb as a member of a team, especially if you're all roped together. Now, don't overdo this image of being roped together. I'm very well aware that some people are a bit, you know, sensitive to any suggestion of being roped to anybody else, but you know, take the image for what it's worth. So, if you're all roped together, even if you fall, you won't fall very far. Your teammates will hold you and pull you up again. You, the audience, are all fortunate in having a sangha, in belonging to a sangha, and your progress up that metaphorical mountainside should therefore be all the faster. I won't say you should be racing up, but you should be making quite steady progress. But perhaps I shouldn't say anything more on the subject of sangha, because that is somebody else's province this evening.